This is Primal Potential, and I am your host, Elizabeth Benton. Primal Potential is about you. Your ability to change is not defined by yesterday and doesn't need to wait until tomorrow. Your transformation is now. Let's get started. Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the Primal Potential Podcast. I am Elizabeth Benton. I hope you're having a wonderful day. I'm super excited to share this conversation with you. It is so powerful. It is guaranteed to get you fired up and excited, which I think we all need a little bit more of in our lives, if not a lot more of in our lives. I was talking to one of my current 12 Weeks to Transformation clients. So at the time we were recording it, she was in week 8 of our 12 Weeks to Transformation. And we had the most inspiring conversation about possibility. We talked about a lot of things. In fact, we start out talking about affirmations, her affirmations, how she uses them. But then we get into what's really possible for me. How much is unknown about our potential, about what is possible because we didn't try, or we stopped, or we weren't consistent? Where could you be? How could you be? Who could you be if you just did your best? If you removed the limits that you have accepted, the limits that you have imposed on yourself with your fears and your doubts and your delays and your inconsistencies. This podcast episode is really all about living from a place of possibility. There are no limits except the ones that you accept for yourself or impose on yourself. And this has gotten me so fired up, and I'm sure you'll hear me talk about it a lot more, because as I think about having my first child, having a girl, I think about who and how I want her to be and what I want her to know is possible for her, which I know has so much to do with the way I live. And the limits that I refuse or the limits that I accept, the way that I strive to be my best or not. So I really want you to lean into this. Like I said, we start off talking about affirmations, and then we go into this really powerful conversation about possibility and limitation. I want to remind you as well that we are just about 10 days away from opening up registration for the fall 12 Weeks to Transformation. And I'll tell you, the fall session, I'm very, very excited about. The winter session, I don't know if there will be one because a baby is due in the middle of that winter session. So if you've been thinking about it, now is the time, because I do not know what 2020 will bring, and I don't yet have a plan for the 12 Weeks to Transformation in 2020. I'm working on it, but I remain undecided. Not only that, think about it this way. The fall takes us into the holiday season, and the 12 Weeks to Transformation wraps up in mid-December. It starts the last Sunday in September, and it goes for 12 weeks. But building these skill sets, improving your mindset, developing these tools as you go into the holiday season, as you go into the new year, as you go into a new decade, it's such a powerful time to be part of a tribe of people striving to be better. There really is no better time than as we go into this very full holiday season and as we go into a new year. I'm also doing free group coaching for everybody who's on the wait list over the next couple weeks. We've been doing it for the past couple weeks. So you can learn more about the 12 Weeks to Transformation. You can participate in these group coaching recordings that I'm sending out, and you can be the first to register, because space is limited, for the fall session by just getting on the wait list. You can get on the wait list by going to today's show notes page, primalpotential.com/650. primalpotential.com/650, because this is episode 650. Or you can go directly to primalpotential.com/transform. But I would love to work with you this fall. I would love to help you become somebody who lives this way based on possibility, what is possible for you, what is possible for your life, removing limitations and stepping beyond the fears and the doubts and the delays that have kept your world small. Big shout out to all of my current clients, especially the one today who is so willing to share her heart and her story with all of us. Where we will pick up on this recording is me asking her about her affirmations, and shortly after we dive into this really inspiring, motivational, and fiery conversation about possibility. So I hope you enjoy it.
I was sharing with a client the other day about how one of my cycling instructors the other day had said, there is no time for the negative self-talk. There's just no time.
Right.
And to your point, I did that most of my life and it didn't ever help. I was never healthier because of my negativity. Sure, I might be able to berate myself into some quote unquote good behavior for a couple of days, but generally the negativity is not going to be a long-term motivator because it's going to make you like and trust yourself less.
Right. Yeah, it's not sustainable. I do know people that believe like, you should just, you know, talk to yourself like a drill sergeant and, you know, be critical. And I'm like, it's just not sustainable. I mean, if you want a healthy mindset, it's not sustainable. Right.
And who wants to live with a drill instructor all the time? Because,
right?
I mean, if you think of like the happiness piece of this, happier people are healthier.
Right.
And while maybe it gets you to have the salad instead of the burger, it makes you go to the gym instead of not going to the gym. Do you love yourself?
Right.
Or are you antagonizing yourself? Because the results will be wildly different in terms of the quality of your life.
Right.
You mentioned your affirmations and how that you are a creative, energetic problem solver is one of them. And you mentioned that you say them 3 times a day. That excites me because I think that is one of the most underutilized tools, the thoughts we think.
Absolutely.
What are some of the other... Go ahead.
No, I was just going to say we're having constant thoughts all the time.
Yeah. What are some of your other affirmations?
So I use the I am calm and present in this moment. That has very much helped me, especially with stress at work, because it tends to be, I work in production, in television production, and sometimes it can be very stressful and high paced.
Yeah.
And you can easily take on other people's energy.
Oh yeah.
And so that one helps me to say like, I understand, you know, maybe this is urgent or matter of life and death for this person. And I can, you know, help them with it, but I'm going to be calm and present in this moment. So that's really helped me with work. Mm-hmm. Another one I like to use is I'm getting stronger, healthier, and more fit every day.
I love that.
That one helps me when I don't feel like going to the gym. Well, I want to get stronger today. Okay, let me go do something that will help me get stronger, help me feel healthier and more fit. And then I've been using this one based out of one of the challenges recently, and also based on this book I've been listening to. But I literally just started using this one like 2 days ago as well, which is I'm turning my weaknesses into my strength.
Yep. I love
that. So that one's been pretty great. What else do I have here? I'm a warrior. I act in spite of my mood. That one helps me. And I create my own energy. So I have these written, I write them by hand every day in the journal. And then I have them in my phone and I have an alarm for 7 a.m., 12 noon, and 5 p.m. to read it off my phone. So that's definitely helping me stay present and think about things more than beyond just what's happening at this moment.
You mentioned that one of the things you wanted to improve was being this creative, energetic problem solver and not getting stuck on the problem. It seems like every single one of these affirmations speaks to solving problems in a better way.
Right.
So do you find that when you say these affirmations at 7 a.m., at noon, at 5 p.m., do they stick with you? Did that happen right away? Did it take time? Because a lot of folks will begin with affirmations and after 2 days or maybe after a week, they're like, well, I say them and I feel good, but then an hour later, they're gone from my mind. Can you talk a little bit about that process and what that's been like for you?
Sure. I started trying out affirmations maybe my 2 or 3 years ago, and it did feel very weird. And I do think it's because I was probably using ones that I didn't really believe, you know.
Yes.
And you've talked about that before, mm-hmm. you know. Like, I'm a millionaire. Well, I know what my bank account looks like. I'm a millionaire.
Right.
But there are words we can put in there to help us believe some of these more. Like, you know, I'm becoming financially free. Maybe
Absolutely.
I'm not financially free at this moment, but I'm becoming. And like
right.
anything else, I think it's a habit. Initially, I would write them and put them next to my mirror so I could see it every day. And then over time, I found that this worked better for me. And yes, of course, there are moments where I'm like, I can't believe this person has a last minute emergency. And somewhere in the back of my head, I'm like, okay, well, I can be calm and present at this moment. But that definitely didn't happen after 2 days.
Mm-hmm.
So like anything else, it takes time and, you know, progress, right? Not perfection. And how do you get to progress? By practicing. So
yeah.
it's just another opportunity to practice. And maybe next time, you know, I will, remember the affirmation right away and respond accordingly instead of after the thought.
Yeah.
So I think all those things are, you know, they build up your progress, and they do give you, or I can only speak for myself, but they do give me confidence of like, okay, this is becoming real. I've adopted this. I'm getting better at this.
So you feel like at this point they are impacting your actions and your thought processes and your decisions, not perfectly,
yeah.
but in an improved way.
Yes. The newer one is definitely still, you know, one that I'm still working on, turning my weaknesses into my
yep.
strengths.
Yep. Oh, absolutely.
But again, it's because it's the newer one, you know, but oh yeah, I've noticed a difference, and not just work related, but even, you know, relationship related. I've noticed a difference instead of getting stuck in like, this is the problem. This is why I'm upset. You know, hey, this is what didn't work for me. Here are possible solutions. What do you think? And coming more from that perspective, which I'm sure my boyfriend appreciates a lot more, as opposed to this is the problem. Let's
right.
talk about the problem for an hour.
Well, and that is such an important thing to keep in mind, that a lot of people think of affirmations just as how they might serve our goals or our progress, but they really influence every part of our lives.
Right.
Our relationships, our career, the way we handle conflict, the way we speak to ourselves, the way we motivate ourselves, the way we respond when we're not motivated. And we get to instill these things as belief, but that does take time.
Right. Yeah, it really does. It really does. And the cool thing is that if you put the practice and you know, create it as a habit in your life, you will eventually start to see it become part of your life. You will start to see progress. And it may not be huge. It may just be that, okay, I didn't get frustrated when I spoke to my mom and go off on her. You know,
yeah.
I was able to be calm and present in the moment and still speak to her in a loving manner, in a loving manner, even if I didn't like what she was saying to me.
Yeah.
You know, so those little things, I see them as wins. And some days they're really big wins.
Yeah.
You know?
I mean, any win is a win, right?
Right.
Like,
right.
You need to take the teeniest, tiniest wins and the biggest, most major wins and celebrate them all, because progress is progress.
Absolutely. And celebration, I think, is hugely important.
Yeah.
You know, especially as goal-oriented people, we want to check it off the list and be like, okay, cool, I did that.
Next.
Done.
Right.
And that's fine, but celebrate it, because,
yeah.
you know, it's a win.
Yeah, it really is. Now, you brought up something, you know, I am a millionaire, but I'm not a millionaire. And that is why I think a lot of people don't create affirmations.
Right.
Because what they currently are thinking, like, I'm living paycheck to paycheck. I never have enough money. I'm not going to make any more money. Money sucks. It's not fair. I wish I had more. Those
right.
are the things they believe. And things like I am financially free or I'm a millionaire feel like bold-faced lies.
Right.
But you brought up something, you know, I can become one, or I can
right.
be a good steward of my finances today. Never overlooking that whatever it is that you want that seems like such a far leap, what can you do about it? That can become an affirmation, right? So I am a millionaire. I can take a step today to solidify or improve my financial future. That can become an affirmation.
Right. Absolutely.
Even like, I know there's a lot of, we were talking about this the other day, and neither one of us are moms. I'm pregnant now, but don't have any little ones running around. But I talk to a lot of parents who say, yeah, I'd love to say I'm calm and present in this moment, which is one of your affirmations, but I'm screaming and I'm yelling at my kids and I'm losing my temper over something like the jar of peanut butter, you know, the lid not being screwed on tight or whatnot. But we can change that to something you can believe, that today I look for an opportunity to be more calm or to be more. Instantly, it's like, I can look for an opportunity to do that today, to show up that way today. And maybe that means I still, you know, got anxious or got angry 6 times, but there was that one time that I recognized I was starting to kind of tilt in that way. And I reeled it in and I took a breath and I took a step back and it was a little bit better.
Right. And maybe the next time it's not going to take that, you know, that long. Maybe next time it'll come sooner. And then the next time after that, it could come sooner. I mean, you know, it's just reminding myself that it's a practice. I don't have to do it perfectly, which doesn't exist anyway. So I can just let that go.
Absolutely.
But it's a practice and, you know, you just keep practicing.
Now, you mentioned starting off with affirmations and it felt a little weird. What if there's somebody listening right now who's like, I mean, I kind of believe that that might have some value, but it totally sounds weird and I just, I don't know, it makes me uncomfortable. What would you say to somebody who feels weird saying an affirmation, even if not saying it out loud, writing it down feels weird? What would you say?
That's a good question. I mean, I get it. I really do, because as I said, when I first started, I was like, this sounds strange. But, you know, maybe find something that you can focus on for that day and that day alone, and directing your attention to some goal that you have for that day may not necessarily feel weird. But if you're thinking about, well,
5 years from now.
Yes, that's not only going to feel weird, but overwhelming.
Yeah.
But if it's just for today, like just for today, I can make better food choices.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, and if that feels weird, then maybe it's the wording, or maybe, you know, it's writing it. And, you know, I would just say, try different things.
Yeah.
We can say, I mean, if we stop at, I've never done this before, then okay, well then you're just going to continue to keep getting what you've always got.
Exactly.
So we got to sometimes feel weird, and then, you know, then it's not so weird anymore. And next thing you know, you're swearing by it and you're ready to tattoo your affirmations on your head, you know? So
you just hit the nail on the head with, you have a choice. If it feels uncomfortable and that's the reason you don't do it, then you are choosing to stay inside your comfort zone and life is going to continue to look the same.
Right.
But whether we're talking about a new workout, or we're talking about a new career, or we're talking about a new way of managing your money or a new way of eating, it's gonna feel uncomfortable and you must persist.
Right. And how many times has that happened before too, where yes, it is uncomfortable, and then afterwards you're like, that was amazing. Well, you wouldn't have had that experience unless you would have gone out of what you're used to. This happens to me working out all the time.
I
like certain routines. Yes, I get very comfortable. And my boyfriend, who's a personal trainer, lucky me, will say, no, we're switching it up. What are you talking about? And afterwards, I'm like, that was the best workout ever.
Yeah. I mean, it's so true. I've heard, and I'm sure most people have some, you know, common cliche saying that like everything you want is on the other side of your comfort zone.
Right.
And I remember I did an episode a while back about lessons I learned when I did, I don't know, 30 days of hot yoga or something like that. And one of the instructors said that tension is the beginning of the pose, not the end of the pose.
Can I tell you that I always think about that comment when I'm stretching or at yoga? Thanks to you. Thank you very much.
But we can take that. We can take that because who was it? I think Muhammad Ali also said, you know, he was doing sit-ups and somebody said, you know, how many do you do? And he says, I don't know. I don't start counting until it starts to hurt, which is the same exact thing. And right? Like, it's so easy to apply that to a workout. And okay, I'm going to start and I don't start counting until it gets uncomfortable or whatever. I don't start really pushing until it feels like I can't push anymore. but in our own lives, whether it's journaling, whether it's affirmations, whether it's starting with a new coach, whether it's opening up a savings account or talking to a financial advisor, whatever it is, right. That discomfort, you will either be the person who stops there or you will be the person who starts there.
Absolutely. And I think a sense of curiosity really helps too. For me, I noticed that if I ask myself, like, well, okay, I'm uncomfortable about doing this thing, but what could I do if I do it? Like, what kind of person could I become? Or, you know, how much stronger could I get if I start doing whatever it is? The curiosity of like how far I can go has really become exciting to me the past like year of my life.
Yeah.
And that makes me sometimes say, oh, you know what? Yeah, I'm not going to know unless I try it. So let me just, you know, let me practice it. Let me see what happens. And usually, like I said, usually afterwards, it's like, that was amazing.
How much is unknown because we didn't try or because we stopped or because we weren't consistent? I mean, oh my goodness. If I think about where I was as an unhappy, overweight 8-year-old, and if I had started and not stopped, where would I be now? If I started today and did not stop with my pursuit of building income outside of Primal Potential, if I felt the fear and did it anyway without ceasing, how far could I go? It's limitless.
Right. Yeah. That's pretty exciting to me, I think.
I could not agree more. You know, one of the things we talk about a lot in the 12 Weeks to Transformation is creating your own motivation. There is not much more motivating than thinking about where and who and how you could be if you did your damn best.
Right. Right. When you talked about that, creating your enthusiasm, that one was a little difficult for me to understand at first, but, and I don't recall now if it was in the 12 weeks or in your podcast.
It is.
You talked about,
yeah.
Right. But you also talked about, it's not necessarily feeling enthusiastic.
Yes. That's right. It's not really rah-rah. Yeah.
Yes. I was like, oh, I don't have to do rah-rah.
Exactly. Because I am not a rah-rah kind of girl,
right.
But I can get a fire in me.
Yes.
And
yes.
A drive.
That's, yes.
And that's what we're talking about. And sometimes it is as simple as sitting down and saying, holy crap, if I removed the limits that I've accepted because of my excuses, because of my doubts, because of my delays, my world would open up and every single limit that I have accepted up until this point would be gone.
Yeah, that's pretty powerful. And I think that actually is more effective than rah-rah-rah enthusiasm.
Oh, for sure. And here's the deal. So much of the rah-rah-rah, and we live in a world where everybody shows their rah-rah, like
right.
So much of it is not genuine. What is genuine
right.
Is what you feel in the morning when you don't want to get up, what you feel in the afternoon when you don't want to do that workout, but you remind yourself, there are no limits except the ones I impose on myself or accept for myself.
Right.
Game changer on every level, for your health, for your fitness, for your love, for your finances, for your family, everything.
Yeah, for sure. I think looking back and seeing how far we've come also helps too. I know for me it does. I think about what my life was like 5 years ago, 4 years ago, 3 years ago, even a year ago. It's actually pretty different in many ways. Mm-hmm. Not necessarily that, oh, it was terrible. It's just, I've made so many changes and things have improved.
Yeah.
And my life is going more in a direction where I feel I'm the one who's getting to decide. I'm the one deciding now.
Yeah.
That it's really, I don't know, just very inspiring me to think back like, oh my gosh, I almost feel sad for the version of me 5 years ago because she was definitely not living from a place of possibility.
Yeah.
But that's okay. You know, it's helped me become who I am today and it inspires me to want to keep pushing myself.
I've got two more questions for you. One is related to something you just said, you know, before you really weren't pushing yourself into possibility. How did you even begin to do that? How did you shift from kind of conforming and settling to opening yourself up to possibility? What did that look like?
Wow. I think for myself, I know that when the pain of staying the same is greater than the pain of change,
yeah,
something has to change. Something just has to change. And it really was just a moment in my life where there were a lot of things not working really well. And I realized, oh, this is not things happening to me. These are choices I'm making. Mm-hmm. These are choices I've made. And now, you know, the consequences are showing up. Mm-hmm. So that means that's actually good news, because then that means then I'm the one who has the power to make different choices and change this. I don't know how, but let me just try some stuff. And I had already been listening to your podcast, which was very helpful because you were talking about mindset. I was listening to other podcasts about mindset. But I do think also the books you read definitely, you know, can play a huge part in getting you to think, oh, I hadn't considered that. Oh, I didn't know I could try. Well, let me try that, you know.
Yeah.
That really helped me, just listening to podcasts, definitely yours and other ones regarding mindset. And then listening to books about mindset and changing that in our lives just got me to see, like, I really could do more. So, okay, well, why am I not doing more? Well, so what? Who knows why not? I want to do more. So let me start here. And then starting to see things, oh, okay, I'm able to make a change here. Okay, I'm able to do this. I realize, like, oh, it's really mindset that makes it such a huge difference. So it's something that I want to continue to work on, you know, God willing, for the rest of my life.
Yeah, because we're never arrived. It's never over. There's always another level.
Yeah, I hear a lot of artists say, like, art is never finished. You just have to, like, walk away from it at a certain point.
Yeah.
And I kind of see that as, you know, life too. It's like, we're going to constantly be creating. So I want to constantly progress and grow. And the way to do that is through mindset.
Let's say there's somebody listening right now who wants what you're describing. Like, they realize that there's more, they realize they can do more. And maybe they're thinking about the 12 weeks to transformation and they're thinking, you know, maybe what she said is right. Maybe mindset is king. Maybe I don't need to jump to strategy, but I need somebody to help me with my mindset. If they were kind of on the fence, what would you say to them?
I would tell them they're definitely going to get mindset work in the 12 weeks to transformation.
More than anything, probably.
Yeah. And it's really what I love about your program is because I originally came to know you and your podcast as more regarding, you know, the, you know, health and food and fitness. Mm-hmm. And I have seen, you know, I'm telling you, I've been listening to your podcast for a long time because I saw the change when you started talking more about mindset. Mm-hmm. And what's great is that there are so many other people working on so many different things, whether it's just, you know, mental attitude or how we respond to, you know, family members or our business or whatever. There's so many people working on so many different things.
Yeah.
That's actually really inspiring to me to see that there are other people, you know, really fighting hard for their lives in many different areas. And I've recommended your 12 weeks to a few people, including two of my sisters. And one of them, she said to me, oh, I don't have a weight issue. I'm like, oh, I know you don't have a weight issue. This has nothing to do with weight.
Yeah. Yeah.
You could really work on anything you want to work on.
Yeah.
Really, just by doing this program. And that, you know, it's really built so that people can make the best out of it, whichever way they see fit. And that's the thing, is like, if you can't make it live, no problem. It's right there for you to watch whenever you can watch.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
The journal's there for you. You can take it with you wherever you go.
Yeah.
But ultimately, it is really, obviously, does depend on the participant and how much they want to really put into it. But you definitely have great tools there for us. And I think, gosh, if you sign up, you got to take advantage and just do the work as best as you can, because it's such a great opportunity to grow.
Yeah, somebody said today or yesterday, the only way to get more out of it is to put more into it.
Right.
And that's true of anything in life, right? Whether you're at the gym or you're at work or you're in the 12 weeks. It's just true.
Yeah, I like that. That's really good.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, you're not going to get more out of it if you don't put more into it. You're just not.
Right.
You're just not. I love this. And you have inspired me. I love your energy. And
thank you.
I am so excited to see where you go over the next year and the next year, because your mindset is unquestionably in the right place and your belief in yourself is really inspiring.
Thank you. I appreciate that. I will say that I went in there with the goal to work on my mindset, and so many great things have already come from it. I do feel my relationship with my partner is much better because, as I've said, I'm not coming from it as, and here's the problem we're going to talk about for the next hour. But it also helped me to see that I'm in a job that I really like. I like the people I work with. There's something wrong with it. I just realized it's not for me. I want more. And so it has helped me to kind of see like where I want to go. And now I'm making this transition to leave here before the end of the year and go out on my own.
Wow.
Which is scary, but it's like, well, we'll see what happens. That's the only way to know. You got to go out there and do it. But we'll see what happens, you know?
Speaking as someone who did that, who left a secure job and went out on my own, I have never regretted it for 1 minute, even though while there have been high highs, there have been low lows. I have never regretted it. And your tenacity and your optimism and your willingness to do hard things, you will be a force.
Awesome. I can't wait. I'm excited.
You will be absolutely amazing. And as you know, if there is anything that I can do to support you in that, as you make that move, you know where to find me. And I would love to just be, you know, in your corner fighting for you.
Oh, thank you so much. That means a lot to me. I already feel that you are already and have been in my corner. So thank you, Elizabeth.
Well, that will not stop.
Thank you. That's awesome. Thank you so much.
This has been such a joy, and I'm just really grateful that you were willing to share so much of your passion and your inspiration and your just genuine self with the world, because I know this is really going to touch a lot of people.
No, well, I'm happy to be of service.
Thank you so much. Have an awesome weekend.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Wasn't that just so encouraging and uplifting? I will tell you, I left that conversation thinking about what is possible for me beyond what I've been considering and how I want to show up and where I have limited myself and where I can do better and where I can be more consistent, because we have the opportunity to unlock and unleash a bigger life, a better life in every single dimension. I want to remind you guys and encourage you to get on the wait list for the fall 12 weeks to transformation. You just have to go to the show notes for today's episode, primalpotential.com/650. We still have a couple weeks of those free weekly coaching messages that come out on Mondays. Those are sure to add more fire to your week. You'll learn more about the 12 weeks to transformation and what it includes. And I always open up registration to the wait list first. So they are the only ones who get access to early bird bonuses and savings. So head over to the show notes, primalpotential.com/650. Get on the wait list or go to primalpotential.com/transform. Make today amazing and start to choose to remove those limitations so you can step into possibility. Every single choice is a chance.
Thank you so much for joining me for another episode of the Primal Potential Podcast, where my goal is not to inform you, but to transform you. And if you would like to receive free motivation and strategy and recipes, workouts, meal ideas every week right to your inbox, just text the word PRIMAL to the number 44222 or go to primalpotential.com/join. It's a great way to get the tools, the strategies, and the practical implementation assistance that you need to create your own transformation between podcast episodes. Just text the word PRIMAL to the number 44222 or go to primalpotential.com/join. See you there.